This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Hello, friends. Good afternoon. This is Mindy Molina. You're listening to the Mindy Molina Show with my right-hand man, financial advisor, insurance agent, fiduciary, Frank Borelli. And we are going to be talking today about how we choose wealth management firms who manage the money of our clients. Okay, so we're going to break down a little bit on how that works. When you're independent, you can solicit outside sources who are focused on managing money, analyzing markets, choosing, making the recipe basically of how we're going to select equities, bonds, whatever we're going to invest you in. We let these folks create that structure for us, and we outsource that. And there's a reason for it, because we are not do-it-yourself advisors. We like working with people. We sit with you. We structure plans, and then we utilize these wealth managers who are not distracted with any of the things that come along with servicing, you know, clients. Instead, they're just sitting there doing what I said, analyzing markets. And we're in a special time where technology is really impacting how that process works with AI and its ability to do its analysis. So it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out. Today, I want to talk about my top four. We have 14 on board right now, which can change. We're always bringing new wealth managers on. And right now we're at 14, and I'm going to be talking about four of those 14 that are unique and special that we use more than others. So going into that, I'll let Frank pray for us, and then we'll get started.
All right. Well, Lord Jesus, mighty God in heaven, Holy Spirit, we are so blessed, Lord, by your presence, by you holding this universe together, our very lives. Mm-hmm. Lord, we ask for your spirit, Lord, to just anoint the program, to be with us. Help us to help the listening community, all the folks that are reached by WCNO, Lord, with their financial problems or issues or retiring, anything we could help them with. We ask you give us wisdom and discernment, and that in all things you would be glorified and lifted up. We thank you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So before I jump into my top four picks of these wealth managers, I want to talk a little bit first about how I choose them, right? How do we pick wealth managers? And what are some of the things that are important to me to refer or outsource some of this responsibility to them?
Put our clients' money in that, right?
We've got some standards and moral standards. Like, just in praying what Frank was asking for, you know, I have had a very common prayer in my practice that has always been that God would lead me to the people that need me. So that's Amen. My prayer. Heavenly Father, lead me to the people that need me. And the people that don't, you know, God bless them, but I'd rather be with my children. So I really try to isolate. I want to work with the people that need me, and I also pray that
the same way.
Yeah, that he would isolate my time and not allow me to have people in my life that are really just wasting my time, right? So I'm not ashamed of that. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. So I also pray for the wealth managers that we work with.
Yes, I've been praying for them too.
The plans that we put together, and making sure that I'm associating myself with sound-minded, like-minded people as well. So morally, ethically, spiritually, there's that standard that I have.
Yeah,
right?
In some of the conversations we talked about in the office have been on like ESG, right? Like,
right.
And you know, we're concerned about, you know, are these principles that honor God and God's word, the ESG principles, and It was.
Yes. And so, guy, like, finding that perfect fit for our own values and I think a conservative approach, but using the word conservative completely differently in the financial world than we ever have. Because it used to be conservative in investing meant that
you're at a strong bond mission.
You're right. Exactly. We're talking about bonds. And but now we're talking about something completely different. So that's an interesting, like I said, we're in a really, really interesting time right now in the investment world and how it's breaking down. But so one of the things, or here's just a few things, right? So aside from all of that, just getting down to the standards of investment, one is consistent returns. Okay. When we're interviewing these guys, we want to make sure that they're consistent. Okay. We don't want them all over the place. We want to see a consistent strategy. We want to see consistent returns so that we want to see history there. Right. So consistent returns is
a track record.
Good track record of delivering consistent returns over time, preferably even when there's market turbulence, okay? And that's getting more difficult for yes. these wealth guys, because you know why? What I said about the analyst. So you can become a CFA, right? So somebody asked me, Mindy, you should get your CFA. I'm like, what? I could never be a CFA because my personality isn't really cut out for that. I'm more of an extrovert. I'm a big picture girl. I like to build the overall plan. A CFA is an analyst. This is the one that is super, super detailed. Like my son, my oldest son, would be a great CFA. Super detailed, super mm-hmm. just dialed in and an analyst. That's what they do. Sure. They're analyzing little things. And my biggest concern for that in profession is that, wow, AI is really going to affect that. You know, as a wealth manager, it's just as important to have an amazing tech guy as it is to have an analyst. And if you could be both, then you got a golden ticket, because AI is having right. such a huge impact. The majority of trading on Wall Street is done by algorithms now. It's changing. So consistent returns, I think we're going to see restructuring. I think a lot of them are implementing new strategies and trying to evolve with the times. And because there's a really big evolution going on right now, technologically speaking, that's affecting stock markets, I think we're going to see a little inconsistency until it all kind of it settles, right? Where they settle into their strategies and their new yeah. this new way.
There's definitely a change in the air. It's globally too. It's not just right. There's global influences.
New technology. I mean, look at the internet. Look how much the right. internet has affected trading. It's a game changer. Like we were just joking today. Could you imagine sitting at the typewriter and doing these things like without computers, working without computers at one time?
Oh my
that
goodness,
happened.
Yes. Yeah, right.
That's how
oh,
it
I
used
messed
to
up,
be.
Like 3/4 of the way down the page.
There's an evolution. There's a process of getting working from back in the day when we were on typewriters to where we are now. And so we are seeing this process take place of going from where we are today to a new way. Mm-hmm. And I think consistency is going to be affected by that. The other thing, all right, moving on, risk management. It's really important to me when I am interviewing wealth managers is I want to know, how are you protecting the money? There's because the majority of our clients have already accumulated, they've already acquired their wealth.
Right.
And
that's right.
The question now is, how are you going to protect it? How are we going to make sure that our clients never run out of money, no matter how long they live?
Right.
That's very important.
Yes.
So risk management for me is a huge factor when I'm talking to a wealth manager. Next, expertise.
Yeah.
Expertise.
SME, we talked about that, and SME is a subject matter expert. We want someone who is a subject matter expert in building portfolios in the current market environment.
Yes.
And someone who's not sitting with clients, with grandma and grandpa, to figure out
yeah,
what
they're
might
specialized.
Be their best annuity to pick.
That's okay. Yeah, and you raise a really, really valid point. The expert, you need to be an expert in your niche. And that niche needs to be a part of the overall strategy. So I like to use an analogy of a general contractor. So building a financial plan, what we do, I am like, Frank and I are both like general contractors if you were going to build a house, okay? And your electrician, the electrician that we choose and trust to implement the work that you expect done right, that electrician might be our wealth managers that are only focused on the investments.
And the equity side.
This is their expertise. Yeah. This is what they do, right? They do electricity. Right. They do stock market stuff. And then the plumber might be the insurance sector.
Right, some protection.
But our job is to oversee all of these things, to know what need to be able to manage it all for you and have the complete oversight and build you a house, a financial house that you can live safely in forever.
Forever.
So expertise is huge. I like for them to be specialized in something, because I think the more specialized you are, the more of an expert you are in a certain, even if it's a certain sector. Okay, which we're going to get into.
I just want to circle back a little bit to your risk management point. You know, we've talked about this before, but, you know, why someone would choose to pick a financial advisor and have some managed monies, right? What we do, we put people at managed money where there are, this is what you're talking about, the financial professionals. And this risk management that you mentioned, like if you're doing it yourself, then you're the one, right? We've talked about this before. You're the one, if you're doing it yourself, that has to be aware of these market downturns and trends. And are you able and capable of pulling?
Is that your expertise? Is that your expertise?
So that's a big responsibility, especially as your portfolio grows and you have family that are relying on you and you've been building these interests.
Distractions.
And so, you know, this is why we like, you know, these algorithms that protect downside risk. And we use these portfolio managers that are unemotional about not using emotion or trying to figure out the best strategy alone while using algorithms to tell you mathematically when you should be in and out of the market. And that's why we like using wealth managers who have systems like that when it comes to risk, expertise. So I just wanted to circle back with that. And this still is alive. This still is a live radio program. You're listening to the Mindy Molina Show here in WCNO 89.9. You can reach us here at the station at 772-221-1100 with any questions or comments about anything financial, 772-221-1100. And you can find us at mindymolina.com, MindyMolina.
And you can book appointments right there on our website. So reviewing, we've got one of the things that we look, or some of the things we look at, consistency of returns, risk management, expertise. Another one is communication. So this one turned out to matter to me way more than I realized. When you have a wealth manager that is managing billions of dollars, communication to the outside world isn't necessarily a priority for that personality type.
Or their strong suit, right?
Communication is not their strong suit. Yeah, communication is my strong suit. However, how can I communicate to my clients if the wealth manager is not communicating to me?
Right.
I need to know what you're thinking. I don't put it in a quick email. Just let me have a gauge of what is going on in your mind and what information we need. What information do you have that I can, you know, distribute to my clients? Mm-hmm. And you would not believe how difficult that is. That has been a challenge always. So from day one, getting the communication from these analysts to be able to communicate with my clients, this is what is happening.
And we have some that do it very well.
Well, of course, you know why? Because I made it a priority.
Yeah.
I made it a priority. Yeah. That wasn't always like that, Frank.
Okay.
It is like that today because it matters to me. When I'm choosing a wealth manager, their communication matters to me because if they're not going to communicate, my clients need peace of mind and understanding. And if I can't answer their questions about their investments because I can't get the answers, then they're fired. We're moving on.
Yep.
Right? So communication is really big for me. Long-term results. I like to see long-term. I like for them to have long-term investment goals for my clients because overall, and I like to have history. Okay. I like for them to be able to show what they're capable of, and that consistency goes in. We're we're in a place, in a special place where we're not, we don't want to see a lot of change. Let's just figure out what works and then go with it versus coming up with new strategies and all of that. We like, because our clients are not shifty.
Right.
They're not shifty people. They like to know what the plan is, implement the plan. There shouldn't be a change to the plan. And if there is, there should be a significant reason. So really, consistency is part of that too. You were going to say something. Diversification. Yeah. So diversification is important. Active management. You can speak on this one, Frank, of how important active management is and what the difference between active management and passive management, tactical management.
Yeah, right. So active management, you know, the opposite of active management is we're going to put you in an index and you're going to follow it, the index, the performance of an index. And you could do that without.
You could do that yourself.
Yeah, you could do it yourself. You could pick any ETF, mutual fund, and be passively participating in the market.
Most of you with a 401k have passive management. You just don't realize it. And the reason is because it's a set it and forget it.
Right. We're going to allocate your portfolio in the different sectors of the economy and let it ride.
You're in a healthcare sector. Oh, healthcare isn't doing good? Yeah, no change. We're still in it. You're going to be in it until you make that change. And but active management is where people are actively analyzing different industries. They're actively managing and saying, hey, we don't want to be in tech right now. Or, hey, we don't want to be in healthcare right now. And they make those shifts where passive management, it's no one's paying attention. You are invested.
Yeah, they might have their annual, quarterly, or review.
Well, they do an allocation. You are a moderately conservative. So they create an allocation that is legally suitable for you. And they say, okay, you're going to have 60% bonds and 40% equities. Yeah. And whatever that is, it is. And so you just, it's way too generalized and unmanaged.
And then in that same category, you have the big box, we can call them the big box companies that you can select more actively managed, but it's still, not quite the same thing.
It goes back to the expertise section, okay? When you're doing your job, let's give me a career. Just throw one out there. You're a teacher. While you're teaching children, while you're teaching, that's your expertise. This is what you do. Mm-hmm. Your money should be being managed by people who it's their expertise.
Right.
It's what they do. They're not on the radio. Yeah. They're not writing books. They're not in meetings. They're not talking and developing strategies. They're analyzing the markets and the certain sectors and industries of that market because that is their expertise.
Actively.
Every day, all day. That's what they do. And if they see a signal that says, hey, here's an opportunity in high heel shoes, go for it. You know, that's because that's their expertise. They understand the movement. So anyways, innovation.
The next one is an interesting one, right? Don't be stuck in the traditional ways of doing things.
Cutting edge. We have to have wealth managers that are cutting edge. They have to be keeping up with the times. So when I'm interviewing a wealth manager, I want to know what their strategy is for evolving because we can get left behind very quickly in this evolving world of technology, for sure. Client service, really, really important to me. How they treat me is how they treat you. If they don't treat me good, they're not going to have any affiliation with you because I won't allow it.
Right.
We want good, solid people working for us.
Should be a priority.
A priority. Transparency.
How about some where the only answer you get for no matter how many buttons you push or how many times you ask, you only get a digital per customer service agent. More and more the trend, especially with AI. And it can be very frustrating at times, right?
Yeah.
We've all experienced the phone calls.
Frank was really getting worked over by
the digital customer service agent.
But you did a very good job helping her get the answers that she needed. And you're very patient, but it does take patience. I want a relationship with my clients that they can just call my cell at any time and feel comfortable shooting me a text or leaving me a voicemail, asking about my kids, just being friendly and nice and not being too, because I like to be informal. I don't like too much formality when it comes to interacting with people. I like to be myself, and I want other people to be themselves when they're interacting with me. And that mindset applies right up the chain. I don't care how much money you manage. If you could be managing billions and billions of dollars, but that doesn't mean that you can't say hi and have a friendly voice when you answer the phone, or that if I need you, I can't call you. And if I can't have that first name relationship with wealth managers because they're too cool for school, it's just not going to work for me. It doesn't work for me.
I like it.
I like transparency. I like to be able to contact you. I like to be able to get a straight answer when I need it. So that's
that was
a breakdown.
The top 10. Yes, it was.
You
want to
review those?
10.
Let's do the 10.
All right. You do odd, I'll do even.
No, you just do the whole thing.
All right.
List
consistent returns, risk management, expertise, communication, focus on long-term results, diversification, active management, innovation, client service, and transparency were the top 10 ways we like to and make sure our portfolio managers are helpful.
So one of the biggest ones, performance, wasn't on the list, right? Performance, results, right? That is one of the biggest keys here.
Well, consistent returns.
Kind of, yes, but we want to see a shine.
Show me
the money. Show me the numbers.
Yeah, right.
And it gets really difficult when you are trying to measure up, right? Measure up their performance. Measure up how they've done historically. Like how did they perform last year? How did they perform the last three
if
years?
They can't beat the indexes.
But that's the problem.
Right, right.
The measure is beating the indexes and trying to, how do you measure them against everything? And that's where it gets really complicated, because it's hard to follow and actually compare oranges to oranges, apples to apples. Mm-hmm. You take a wealth manager who I'm demanding them to mitigate risk. I'm telling them, hey, you need to be focused on protecting this money.
But and you better make a whole lot of money at the same time.
Right, but you better outperform the market.
Yeah.
Well, this is really complicated and unfair, honestly, because you have to kind of pick your battles here, and that is our job. But what ends up happening is a lot of times wealth managers, being as amazing as they might be, and this just goes for all of them, not just like my favorites, it's just a generalized ordeal that happens is you're watching the news. And you're seeing the S&P total return. That's what you're looking at, is the S&P total return. And you're saying, oh, well, it did this much, but my wealth manager only produced this much, which was less. And then you compare that and you feel like you're missing out. You feel like you didn't make as much as you could have. And then same deal. When the market's down, you're measuring against that. And the S&P total return, the S&P 500 is the total return indexes. It's follow a similar pattern which many mutual funds operate. Okay, so this is what the S&P 500 total return index is. And I'm just going to break it out for you. But that total return index is a type of equity index that's tracking all of things, including capital gains, as well as any cash distributions, as well as any dividends or interest attributed to the components of the index. And it's a look at the index's total return to give it a more accurate representation of how that index performed for shareholders.
And these are the top 500 largest companies in America.
Yes.
By market capitalization. When we're talking about the S&P 500, we're talking about American companies, the largest 500 corporations in America. And what Mindy's saying is a total analysis of all of their earnings, ratios, debt to equity, so on and so forth.
Absolutely. And this is one index that really gets measured against a lot. And fairly enough, it should. I mean, this is kind of what we call the market.
And yeah, I think, too, it's important to mention that as we're talking about this, you know, each of these managers, I think, you know, by and large, generally speaking, when we're sitting with clients, you know, some of the clients or some of the potential clients or our listening audience might not be as aware to think about the portfolios that are generated. Or, you know, there's generally an aggressive portfolio. Mm-hmm. a moderately aggressive portfolio, a balanced portfolio, and then a conservative portfolio with all of the four, you know, managers you're talking about, right? So because we may, the client themselves might not be an aggressive investor, and maybe, you know, rightfully so because of age, circumstance, whatever it might be.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to say that when we talk about diversification, that that's based on the client themselves. It starts there. Mm-hmm. And so we have these categories that we help clients figure out by, you know, asking them questions, getting to know them, to make sure that they, you know, like we, you know, one of the big questions we ask is, okay, you know, the market, you like this really good stock and it's down, you know, 20%. Do you sell? Do you buy more? Or do you hold and wait it out? You know, how you respond to a question like that, you know, makes a difference on your risk strategy.
And going, you're exactly right. And so part of this, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that it's really difficult to measure exactly. And the other thing, going along with what Frank was just saying about risk and about identifying what your risk tolerance level is, which if you go on our website, you can take our risk tolerance quiz, and then we can tell you, based on that quiz and those answers, what your risk tolerance is, your
and which
aggressive
portfolio would match. What type
but
of?
I don't like that strategy. Why do I not like that strategy? Because of this. Because you may want to compartmentalize your investments, your overall financial house. You know, you might have a certain amount of money that you can afford to be super aggressive on.
Right.
And then you might have a certain allotment of money that we are relying on to produce you income.
Income
that should never be in an aggressive growth strategy. It's there. It's that compartment of money is designed to provide you income. So I like to structure and compartmentalize money to create an overall plan. That's what we do best. And so just creating this broad stroke of, oh, you're moderate, or oh, you're aggressive, you're conservative. Like, yeah. I don't personally
like
that approach.
Well, this is why, you know, the approach is that we sit and get to know the client and talk to them about these ideas, yes. And then they understand better exactly what you're saying. I've, you know, witnessed.
Yes, exactly.
The lollipop.
And I think it should be your advisor's responsibility to help you identify what your risk tolerance is. So that being said, when you're comparing to these benchmarks, or if you're comparing to the S&P 500, for example, you want to make sure that you're comparing the right investment strategy that you're in to the right index. And that is challenging even for me. There's so many, right, to choose from. And at the end of the day, how I look at it and how I measure up their performance is, how are they contributing to your overall plan? How are they meeting your ability to keep peace of mind? How are they meeting your ability to achieve your goals? If your goal is to retire in 5 years and this wealth management team is not producing the numbers that we need to get there, or they're not providing the protection that you need to get there, then they got to go. Okay.
Yep.
But they might be meeting the goals of someone else. So the overall strategy has to fit too. So there's more than just
personalized.
It is. And it's an overall like I always say, investing to retire. You need to be investing to get somewhere. You need to have a direction, a purpose for all of your strategies, no matter what the diversification is, based on that compartmentalizing approach that I take. I think it's important. That being said, let's dive in to four, but you go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Well, this is a live program. If you have questions or comments or stories you'd like to share about anything financial, this is the Mindy Molina Show. You can reach us here at the studio at 772-221-1100. The number again is 772-221-1100.
Yes, so you can find us at mindymolina.com. You can Google my name, MindyMolina. And I'm going to start with one of my favorites. It's a company, a wealth management firm out of Hot Springs, Arkansas. And it's called Foresight Investment Advisors. And one of the things that I love about them is they have a very unique approach that I think is a beautiful fit, especially for my elderly clients. So my clients that are older, that are aging, and aren't really worried about taking on a lot of risk. They're looking to conserve and protect and really leave behind a good legacy to their children. This Foresight firm has designed a strategy. Thank you. Looky there. He just brought me a nice cup of coffee. I am so grateful for that. Thank you.
Give me, David. Thank that, you, David.
Yes, David. It's good to be a part of the WCNO family. They're Amen. Just fantastic here. I really feel so blessed.
Family.
So, very grateful for you all. Thank you. So Foresight. Yeah, Foresight is awesome in protection. And they've designed the strategy around the fixed indexed annuity. It's not an annuity. It is not. It is an investment. But their whole purpose is to say, they said, this fixed indexed annuity is super attractive to folks because they don't like losing money.
Security. Right?
Security. They've acquired
it. Strong foundation. Strong foundation, huh?
They're out of the growth phase. They've acquired their assets. They're not trying. Their growing is not as important as protecting, right? So now this is an opportunity to have modest growth, to still partake in the market when things are good. But the primary focus here is protection. Protection for them is way more important than growth. And I like having this in my quiver of strategies for clients because it is a great fit in a lot of situations, especially, like I said, I have a client who she's 90 and she has plenty of money. She's just enjoying her life at the assisted living. And this is a great fit for her because it's able to protect in the downturns, right? She's not been losing money. She gets a modest gain. And here I can give you a little more information. One of the things about this company, they've no concerning disciplinary actions or anything through the SEC. That's something else we look at in great detail, is we want a really good, clean, squeaky clean, upright firm. And they have, they're very conservative. They maintain principal in bear market years and average about 50% of the gains in bull markets. So when there's a bull market, they're not trying to capture the market, but they're trying to partake enough to get you the gains that you need. But the most important thing, again, is maintaining principal when things are bad. So the moderate portfolio model that they have, so that was the conservative one. Their moderate one is an average of 75% of gains in the up years when the market's up, and to not lose more than 8% in bear markets. And I also like that strategy because it's an expectation. You can expect that during
a downturn. A bear is a downturn. A bull is an upturn. Yep, just to, for our listening audience.
Yeah, the bull market is when the market is up, 75% of the gains you could expect, and then 8%, hopefully no more than 8%. And none of these are guarantees. You're in the market, but at least you can have peace of mind knowing what to expect or what the goal is here. And then the ultra conservative earns positive returns in bear markets. What's a bear market?
Downturn. The market's down.
Even when the market is down, they're still earning some positive returns, and they're getting small portions still even when the market is up. So they're just trying to keep you steady Eddie, a little bit of gains, and again, protection is their number one priority. So this is Foresight, and I think it's the right fit for a lot of people who are already retired and already have acquired their assets. They're not concerned about keeping up with the market. They're just looking for safety and protection and being able to leave this money to their heirs, or it be there, God forbid, they need it for an unexpected expense, like the cost of care in the event you need care. So that's Foresight. They're one of my favorites for that purpose. The other one, this one is Cabana Group, okay? They're based out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. That's two out of Arkansas. I just noticed that. So Fayetteville, Arkansas. And they also have a unique approach. So I am working my way down. So they're conservative, but they're not as conservative as Foresight. Foresight is real safe. I like the safety they provide. Cabana also has a very simplified, safe approach. They have, and what I like about Cabana, one of the reasons I picked them for my four is because of their communication and peace of mind strategy. They really go about it. And this is two brothers. It's a great family. I've met them. I've talked to them. I'm actually going to have them on the show sometime, you know, satellite. But they're just great, great people. And they give me such a good feeling and peace of mind. And I love their personalities, but they have a big heart for people. And I think that's something that has set them apart and made them successful. Why? Because they understand that being invested in the market can be really stressful. And it can really create a lot of anxiety for people. And they want to be able to give you an understanding and help you be engaged in investing, but have an expectation. Because I think when you don't know what to expect in your portfolio, you're watching the news, you don't know what is going to happen in the market, and you don't know what to expect with your team that's managing your money, that's what gives you stress. That's what gives you fear and anxiety. So they have created this algorithm, again, cutting edge. I want my advisors, want my wealth management teams to be cutting edge and to be leaders in technology, because that's what's going to help us advance. And so they created this algorithm that they call CARA, C-A-R-A. So CARA stands for Cyclical Asset Reallocation Algorithm. So some big words, right? Cyclical Asset Reallocation Algorithm. CARA just seems to be a little easier. And their marketing for this is genius. CARA is this little lady, and she is reallocating depending on how the market performs. So what it does is it cycles. As the market cycles, this algorithm is calculating what asset allocation we should be in, okay?
Yep.
So it's clearly... it's easy to identify what to expect, because one of the things that CARA does, so this algorithm is going to say, if you are in CARA number 5,
yep,
if that's your model, Frank, so if you say invest me into number 5, what that means is you should never expect your account value to go down more than 5%.
That's a nice yes, feeling to have, or
it is.
Could be, right?
So if you are in CARA number 7, if you said, give me number 7, what would you expect?
7% downturn?
Yeah. It should never go down below 7, right? Now, obviously, the market is a swinging pendulum. So, yeah. So if it's swinging, possibly swinging down all the way down to 7, the odds are you have an opportunity to make a higher return. So it's give and take, keep in mind. But if I said, okay, I want to be in CARA number 10, Frank, how much could you expect to lose in a down market? No more than
10%.
Exactly. See how easy this is? This is why I love it. It's so simple. It's a very interactive, simple strategy, and it gives people peace of mind. So if I said, let's go.
That's definitely a more conservative approach to investing.
Well, if I said, you know what? I'm feeling a little risky. So let's do CARA 16.
16% downturn is what I could expect.
You could possibly lose,
you know, give or take.
Exactly. So this strategy is what's giving people a little bit of peace of mind, more understanding of what they can expect. So when they see the news and it's like, oh, we're going to go into a recession, they can say, well, at least I know I'm not going to lose more than 16%.
Okay, so you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show, and we're talking today about the wealth managers at our disposal and their different strategies in managing money. And that's what we're talking about here today at WCNO. You can reach us at the station to call or with questions or comments at 772-221-1100. The number again is 772-221-1100. And you can find Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance at mindymolina.com for free consultations. Zoom in off. We have an office here in Stuart, Florida, and we'd be happy to come visit you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. So we just talked about my first two wealth managers of my pick of 4. So I picked my top 4.
After we rehearsed 10 of the reasons and methods of picking the top yes. managers.
If you're just tuning in, what we're doing is we're talking about my top four picks of wealth managers, which are nationwide. Ironically, two of them are in Arkansas, we just discovered.
They're part of the nation.
Yeah, they're part of the nation. And really, and I'm going over why I picked them.
Right.
So we just did Foresight, which is a super conservative, a great way to have just...
Sounds like you're going from least conservative to most conservative.
You
most
know
aggressive.
Me all too well. That's exactly what is happening. So Cabana is a simplified version where I feel like it just gives... It gives people understanding, and they have a unique strategy. They're not trying to keep this really complex. They're just trying to keep you in the market, keep you invested, make you all the money that they can, and say, okay, if I'm in CARA, number 5, that's what they call their algorithm, CARA, then I'm never going to lose more than 5%. If I'm in CARA 16, I'm never going to lose more than 16%. Super simple, easy to manage, easy to understand. And again, great firm, great people. Great values.
Number 3 is next.
Number 3, Mindy Molina's third pick of wealth managers goes to Beacon Capital Management. So, Beacon, they're a little expensive.
For fees.
I think they're a little pricey. However, they have an amazing approach. They're edgy. They're young.
Kisses.
Yeah, they're a newer firm. And they have a unique approach. So how they work, and they're in Dayton, Ohio. I'm a Midwestern
girl,
so I like that. I just am familiar with Ohio. I'm from Indiana, but that's not why I chose them. They have a great record with the SEC, and they have their strategies are designed to preserve capital, minimize risk for its clients. Okay. So when we're talking about, like we were saying, these indexes like the S&P 500, they have their strategy, one of their portfolios they call the 2.0, and they have one that's the 3.0. So 2.0 portfolio, it uses a process that is designed to protect against systematic risk, volatility, and bear markets. Bear markets are when the markets are down. So it's really their whole process is designed around protection and minimizing risk, which I like.
Yep.
Otherwise, just put your money in the market and don't turn back. Hopefully it's there when you need it. And then, so they have to have a risk strategy in order for me to choose them. So they use 11 Vanguard sector. So there's different sectors, which is different focuses in different industries. ETFs, they're all used in this equally weighted portfolio. And then the risks are minimized with trailing stop losses on 10% increments. So yeah,
it's a strategy. It's a whole buy and hold strategy or...
Yes, yep. So they have this trailing stop loss on these 10% increments, in which all sector ETFs are then converted to Vanguard fixed income ETFs. So they're not going; they're really kind of, you know, these
That's
Vanguard yes ETFs are buying the market.
And the reason they're using Vanguard is because the fees are so low.
Because they're so cheap.
Yeah, they're cheap.
So, I just had a thought. So they're buying the cheaper ones, but they charge a little higher fee.
But they're using strategies.
They're using a good strategy.
The stop loss strategy.
And performance. They have performed very well.
They're actively managing it. This goes back to
they're actively managing
Vanguard funds and having to figure that out on your own.
Yes, and they are. They're able to initiate the selling and converting them to fixed income securities, which is part of their strategy of minimizing the risk, right? And helping you so that if the market, during a market downturn, they are already set up, their algorithm is set up to just start switching you from equities to fixed income, right? That's the whole point, 10% drawdown. So the 3.0, this concept is, it focuses on the strengths and weaknesses of particular sectors. So if, for instance, the healthcare sector, so say they're in healthcare, if that demonstrates weakness, then only that sector of ETFs would be liquidated and converted to fixed income versus the whole thing. right? So they're able to. That's where the actively managed part comes in. They're really focusing in and honing in on a various amount of ETFs and a various amount of different sectors, which is giving you a various amount of diversity and keeping you engaged in the market. But then they're actively getting out of things that you shouldn't be in, that show weakness based on their analysis, based on their algorithms, based on AI, all of these things. So I really like that they're edgy. I also like that they are not trying to reinvent the wheel. They're not trying to go way off base with their design, but what they're trying to do is just make it better, make the system work more efficiently for you to have more safety, but yet have the market in the most cost-efficient way possible, which I also like. Okay, and if they're going to do that, and they're going to outperform their measured index of what they're outperforming, they're going to provide you the safety that you need and provide you the returns that you need to meet your goal. Then I'm willing to pay them a little more of what they demand because they're earning it. So that's Beacon out of Dayton, Ohio. And the thing of it is, with these companies that I'm talking about, these wealth managers, you can only access them through independent advisors like myself. Okay, they don't go out and look for clients. They're not, you can't call them and say, I want to invest my money with you. You have to go through an independent advisor. I contract with them. I communicate with them. And then, so I become their client as the advisor, and they take care of me, and I take care of my clients, and the ball rolls downhill. That's how that works. This is the Mindy Molina Show. It's a live show. Give them the number, Frank.
All right. You can call in. Call in today and talk to Mindy or I at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. While we're talking about wealth managers and from the portfolio managers that we have, options in putting clients into various different money managers.
Yes. And you know what? I have a favor to ask. I haven't asked this before, but I feel like we're supposed to be increasing our Google reviews, and I never ask people to do that. But if you've been enjoying the show, don't be afraid to go on and give us a like or whatever.
Where are they going to go?
You can go to Google, to Mindy, M-I-N-D-I-E, Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A, and when I pop up, I think you can leave a review right there. I don't think you do likes. What do you do with a review? You just click
stars
the stars.
And write a comment, I guess.
This is why we don't have that many reviews, because
for the show.
Yeah.
Show. They got to Google the Mindy Molina Show, because if they Google Mindy Molina, first thing's going to pop up is your website.
It's all linked together. Oh, okay. It's just one. Yes, it's all linked together. It's just one for Google. Now, if you want to watch the show, previous shows that you've missed, you can also find them, on demand that you have here through WCNO.
That's right.
Yeah, on the website, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the homepage.
Yeah.
You can find the programming.
And you can find the program. Yeah. And you can also watch it on YouTube.
Yep, some clips. Shorter segments.
All right. So we are down.
Topic-oriented.
Yes, they're very topic-oriented, and they have little graphics. They're fun to watch, I think. I don't know. Anyways, moving on to our final countdown. So out of four, this one is my favorite. Wow. And some of my clients that are listening now probably know who it is already. because I think he is my favorite, not only because of his personality and who he is as a person, because he's also my favorite for those reasons. And just a great Christian man with great values, a real big patriot for our country and putting God first. And I really admire that in him. But he's also very successful, very, very smart. And in his 20s, developed some equipment that was used to clean up the streets. I guess it was bought out by the utility company, and he for like $20+ million. So as a young man, he acquired this large lump sum and had to go find his own advisor. So he was like everybody else, trying to discover this whole investment world. And what he didn't like, he decided to create. So he didn't like that they wouldn't just get you out of the market. When the writing's on the wall, he just wanted to move the cash and be in the safe zone until we were back in a bull market, which is when the market is booming.
Upward trend.
Yeah.
Trying to follow the trend without taking all of the losses.
Yes. Yeah. And so his whole concept was developed by an older gentleman that he met and decided to work with, and he taught him this algorithm. And this was before algorithms were even
very popular.
A word. Yeah. People didn't even know what algorithms were back then. So they were, when I say cutting edge, they were way before their time with the algorithm set up. So they started creating these algorithms that told them when they should move in and out of the market. Now, we're not talking about timing, because I know people say, oh, you can't time the market. It's not about timing the market. It's just about saying, hey, the market is trending down.
Right.
Yeah.
How long are we going to stay in there?
We're going to step aside. We're going to step a portion to the side or another portion. We're going to step aside until the market is trending
right
up.
Right. And this is math-based. Again, keeping aware
completely
of where
math-based.
The trend is leading.
Yes. So what they were able to do is mitigate the downside risk and then, just like Frank said, remove the emotion out of it by using this investing process and using this algorithm that they then eventually had it proprietary coined as the byline.
The byline.
They call it
Howard Capital Management's proprietary.
We've talked about it on the show before, and we actually had a representative from there on, a good friend too, Steve, who's become a friend because of our relationship with them. But the reality of it is where it really, really captured my attention. And here's the thing too. So just like some of the other ones, I found him through a, we'll call, prospect client, somebody that I was sitting with and for insurance reasons. And now they're introducing me to the HCM byline. And this man, Vance Howard, this is Howard Capital Management. Number one.
Final
pick
for the day.
Yes.
Top of the heap.
Yeah. So they're showing me this. So it was sold to me by someone who was invested, you know, just a client. And it was amazing. And so I immediately called up, said, can I have this? And I called the company and built a relationship with them because I really liked what they were doing in this man's portfolio. I was impressed. And so one of the things, though, that captivated me was how they were able to dodge some of these really big drawdowns like 2008, okay? Sure. This byline has monitored and been effective in COVID, when COVID happened, 2020.
Yep.
Computerized trading hasn't affected it.
Yep. You can visit their website at howardcm.com, and they have illustrations all the way out to January of 23, including these bylines for COVID and some recent in and out of the market trending. You can see that. It's a public website for you to look at their HCM byline.
Yeah, and you can look on their chart and see exactly what I'm seeing right now, which is the dates of when they got out of the market and when they got back in. And you'll see they did like, for example, the financial meltdown in 2008, the byline signaled to exit the stock market and avoided much of the worst market drawdown in that decade. And this byline overlays all of their investment models. So, for example, whether you're in their super ultra aggressive model that has put up incredible numbers, or if you're in their most conservative model, this strategy, this byline, affects all of those. It is an over umbrella approach of their entire system. So,
Very technical products that they're very, very technical. They have their own proprietary mutual funds and ETFs that a lot is going on under the hood in these mutual funds and ETFs. They are not your typical run-of-the-mill mutual fund or ETF by a long shot. A lot going on.
Yes.
In these products.
And it's tactical management.
They
are very, very involved. And not just like when I say, remember, I'm talking about communication. They are the best communicators.
Yeah.
Constant communication. And one of the ironic things is that Vance Howard, who runs the place, and a lot of the people that work there actually have a lot of good communication skills. Huge tech, really involved in tech.
And he's they're leading in his own products, right?
Yeah, but you think about it. He was an inventor. Yeah. So technology, he created something that advanced the ability to clean up as a young man. So this phase, this era that we are in, that I was talking about at the beginning of the show, he is a pivotal part of that. And that was another reason that I really was drawn to it, because I'm like, yes, we have to be a step ahead, because, again, AI and algorithms are the key. This is what's controlling Wall Street right now. And we have to have wealth managers that understand it. And they've been implementing it since, and we're going back to the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
That's how far back they've been doing that.
You can find Vance on YouTube. You could Google Vance Howard on YouTube, and you'll see him. If you Google Vance Howard byline, mm-hmm. you can find videos of him on multiple national money programs describing and talking about this product that
he's
we're talking about.
He's on CNBC a lot, mm-hmm. the TD Ameritrade Network, and obviously you can access him right through Mindy Molina, Investments and Insurance. So he's one of my favorites. It's my top four, and I definitely lean on Vance Howard and his team a lot for these days, because between COVID, you know, I didn't have Vance back in 2008, but I had him during COVID. A lot of the run-up, I've seen his numbers, his performance and his team, they just blow everybody out of the water.
Howard Capital Management.
Yeah, Howard Capital Management. So they're number one. They win my top four, but I will say foresight for conservative and just wanting that steady Eddie approach. Cabana Group, so simple and easy to follow. Really awesome, awesome people too. Great family. Beacon Capital, just a forerunner, really a force to be reckoned with. I think that the energy that that team has is awesome. And then, of course, Vance Howard and Howard Capital Management and their byline indicator is amazing. So that's my top four. And I really appreciate you tuning in and hearing how I choose my wealth managers and how I rate them and kind of what my standards are and expectations are, but most of all, what our loyalty is to our clients and making sure that we find the best, because that's what we think you deserve, and just being an advocate for you and a resource and helping you structure these financial plans and utilize these teams. And here's something too I want to add before we close, is that in one account, you can have a portion, say 50% of your money being managed by Vance Howard and 50% being managed by Cabana. You don't have to have it all with one.
And by the way, we have the ability inside of your 401k.
Yes.
There are many corporations that you can move it's called a self-directed brokerage account. Just because your retirement account is with somebody big house, you can still move to us.
Yes.
And those are free consultations.
Yes, thank you all so much. Have a wonderful night. We really appreciate you. Be safe and remember that God loves you and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice, and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.
There's a war inside that wants to steal our lives.
wants to take control, whispering those lies. I gotta fix my eyes on you. It's the only thing I can do if I'm gonna make it through the night. When we fight the battle,